You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. This show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And boy, do we have an action-packed show today. Our studio, we've got Ellen Little, as usual, co-hosting with me. Thank you, Ellen, for being here.
My pleasure. Happy Monday.
And we also have Ellen brought her friend. Her friend is visiting us here from North Carolina. She did not bring the beautiful trees and mountains, but she brought herself. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I love being here.
We encourage Lisa to get on a mic with us. We figured, well, it's a woman empowerment show, so that would be fun. We also have our guest today is Dr. Mia Somersall-Hosey, and she is here for the entire hour. We're going to be speaking about health and wellness and community engagement and how to get our young people moving. And so we're going to welcome Mia as well to our show.
Honored to be here.
Yes. So before we go to Dr. Somersall, and I just want our audience to, our listening friends here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, before we start talking about our kitchen table topics and things that are going on around our world and our nation and right here in Brevard County, I just want to read her bio a little bit. Dr. Mia Somersall-Hosey is here. She lives right here. You live in Cocoa, right?
Century.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought so. I guess because your husband has his meetings there. Yes. Dr. Mia Somersall-Hosey has a bachelor's degree from Howard University and a chiropractic medicine doctorate from Palmer College of Chiropractic. She moved to Brevard County 10 years ago and owns and operates a private practice. It's called Somersall Chiropractic. Ever since, currently located near Florida Tech in Melbourne. That's close to where I work, actually. In addition to focusing on pain relief through chiropractic care and rehabilitation, her office also offers medical and relaxation massage provided by licensed massage therapist. So we'll talk about all of that in a little bit. But Ellen, I just wanted to ask you if you got a chance to see the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Or listen to it online.
I listened to a little bit of it, but I did not get... We talked a little bit right before the show, so we talked a little bit about more of the things that you picked up on.
Yeah, well, you know what? I watched it, and everything was going really well, and I thought she was making sense because a lot of her jokes, although they were comedy, she was talking about things that are going on around in our nation. Right. She spoke about the water in Flint, that it's still bad, mm-hmm. and she spoke about the Congress, who sometimes does not do anything. Right. You know, and then, of course, she said something about Sarah
Certainly
Huckabee.
Certainly observation comedy.
Right. And then she said something about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and everybody went, I mean, you could feel like the audience, everybody was aghast, right? They were like, oh, my gosh. And I myself thought she had said something about her character, and I said, oh, she shouldn't have done that. She'll have to apologize. But then later on, when I listened to it again, although I still think she should not have attacked her, sitting 3 feet from her, and, you know, we're women. We don't want to be attacked for how we look or character. And we don't want anybody to do it. We don't want the president to do it. We don't want our friends to do it.
Certainly
we don't
not want on family national to TV do it. When you're not expecting
yeah,
it.
I mean, nobody should attack other people's, the way they look. This is the way God made us, whether we like it or not, right? So I thought, well, everything was going well until that. And then people got a little upset. And I said, well, you know what? We shouldn't hold a comedian in such high standards. It's comedy.
Yeah,
it's meant
exactly.
for you to laugh. But who we should hold in high standards are politicians and people in leadership roles.
Right.
People who are in a clergy or elders, parents. Mm-hmm. You know, she was there to do a job for 19 minutes.
A comedy job.
Yeah. And I'm not one to use F words, but she did use the F word once. And I was like, well, I'm not sure if people's children are listening. That I kind of thought maybe she shouldn't have, but who am I to judge? You know, I just thought, well, why are we holding her to such high standards?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it seems as though a lot of the journalists were upset about it, too. But anyways. So
well, that's the part that I heard, like the after effects of it, because I wanted to play music all weekend. So I didn't get to everything that I wanted to get to.
Well, the thing is, don't hire a comedian to be your guest speaker if you can't take the jokes.
That's right, exactly.
Right? Next time, maybe they should hire somebody from the UN. Like, we were just reading, who was it that just got
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin. Right. What did he get? He got a medal of some sort.
Well, he got the highest Amnesty International award, which is the Ambassador of Conscience Award.
Maybe they should get him next year at the White House Correspondents'
Right, and
Center.
It was for his protest of racial and social injustice in the U.S. That's why he won the award. So,
well, yeah, and the thing is, you know, like everybody walked away talking about the dinner itself and the jokes that the comedian made. But the thing, what they should be talking about really is the water in Flint, Michigan.
Right.
You know, that it's still bad and people, you know.
Or the 10 other things that are much more important than whether or not she dropped an F-bomb or not.
Right. And her name is Michelle Wolf. Right. I did tweet her and I told her I thought she did a really good job. But then afterwards, I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't have put that tweet out because I have a little reservations with the F-word. But then right. I'm like, nobody listens to me anyway.
Once again, it was a comedy.
Yes.
You know.
And also, yeah, and the thing is, what people have to keep in mind, too, is this is nothing new. I mean, we've had people that talked about Rosie O'Donnell. You know, we've had people that talk about other people, and when they get called on in it, nothing is really said to apologize.
Right.
You know, so anyways, so that's what I thought we would chat a little bit about that. And also, you know, just to change the topic a little bit, I was talking to my husband this morning about just our show. And that Dr. Mia Hosey Somersall is coming on, and we're going to be talking about health and wellness and all that. And he was saying to me, he said, you know, God in all his glory and so magnificent, he gives us so much. But we as human beings must not forget that God can give with one hand, and he can take it all back in a quick second with the other hand. Mm-hmm. And so that is the truth. You know, some of us are blessed to have so much and in life, and I think we always have to remember the way it comes from, the ability to be able to work and take care of our families and have a job and all that. It is, you know, when you think positive, positive things happen, right? But that energy comes from somewhere.
That's right. And your health is the most important thing that you should cherish and love. And because without all of that, you don't get all of the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, with so much conflict in the world today, it causes so much anxiety for so many people. And I know that's one of the things that Mia is going to talk about as well. So Mia, welcome to our show. And I'm so glad you're here. We booked this show with you at least 3 months ago.
Yes, I'm very, very happy to be here.
And I'm delighted to hear that your father is also from the Caribbean, St.
Yes,
Kitts.
Yes, St. Kitts, also known as St. Christopher, which is used to be a British colony. My late father, who was also a medical physician, was from St. Kitts. So we go back from time to time.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
It is. It's beautiful.
I opened up the Home Depot in St. Thomas. I lived there for 4 months while opening up the store. Mm-hmm. So I got to go to St. Kitts on two trips because they were looking at property. Home Depot was actually, and I'm like, where are you going to put a Home Depot on St.
Yeah.
Kitts.
Well, you know, when we were children, we would hear a lot about St. Kitts, Nevis, and Anguilla, and we'd hear about Jamaica and all these countries. So for people in the Caribbean, it's almost like once you immigrate, everybody, you know, we all feel like that closeness for being people that were born and raised in the islands. Yeah. It's kind of an island thing, right?
Yes,
absolutely, it is. And we could spot one from a distance, too.
Own time zone. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't born there, but I get picked out, and they're like, wait a second, you're from the islands, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm kind of glad in the islands we don't roast people like the White House correspondents.
Oh, right.
You know?
No,
yeah. Very respectful.
Because in the islands, if you roast someone and you talk about them like that, I think you'd get knocked out. I don't think people in the islands can take criticisms like that, like 3 feet from someone calling them a name or talking about their eye makeup or whatever. That's why I'm kind of glad we don't do that. Because I was thinking, well, if somebody were to talk about my brother or my family members, what would I do? They'd probably take a roti and hit him right on the head with it. get violent, right? So Mia, so tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. And first of all, I'd like to thank you so much, Sita, for having me on your show. You're such an invaluable voice in the community, and everything you do and everything you say in the community, you do it with sincerity, and we really appreciate that. So
thank you.
Brevard is lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Amen.
So about myself, I became a chiropractor about 10 years ago. As you mentioned earlier, graduated from Palmer College of Chiropractic over there in Port Orange in Florida. And basically the reason I decided to become a chiropractor, my father was a medical physician. And so early on, I was in the mindset of healing others, but I was also very skeptical about medicine and surgeries and how, safe that was for a larger public and whether or not there are any alternatives. So chiropractic just stood out to me as something that could kind of be the bridge between helping people and also, doing it without, invasive measures. So right. That's how I got into chiropractic.
And in 2007, you traveled with a chiropractic group to Madagascar. And we all know that from the movies, right?
I was just going to say.
What is that show?
And right now it's Madanascar, right?
Yeah. And you guys provided pop-up health care with these clinics that you set up in the rural areas. So I'm just imagining, first of all, they must have all fallen in love with you because you're so beautiful. And then you're from, in those countries, when you're from America, it stands out. No matter what you do, when you go places and you say you're an American, doesn't matter your race or your color or whatever, but people do look up to the United States, don't they?
They do, yeah. It always stands out when I go overseas that, people pick me out to be as an American. Whether I'm speaking, the native language or not,
yes.
they can always say, wait a second, you're American.
Yeah, you speak that native tongue with an American accent.
Well, we do become like ambassadors of some sorts. Like even when I travel, I know I went to Istanbul, Turkey once. I remember all our family members had gone on to sightseeing the mosque and all that. And I said, well, I'll stay behind and get my hair done and go to a restaurant and whatever. And I went and I was reading my President Obama book. And then I realized I didn't have enough money for my meal. And the man points to the book and he says, me, I like him. I'm like, well, are you trying to say you'll take my book for a meal? And I literally had to give up my book. And he took it and he put it in a place of honor, like in the front of the restaurant. And I felt so good. I bought another book when I came back, but I'm like, I lost my book. I was going to sit there and read and enjoy some of their cuisine, but I lost my book. So, but it did look good, though. And people look up to the United States. They do. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. And you also support St. Jude's Hospital and the Matter of Dines. Boy, you everybody should be like Mia, right? She gives back. This is what we call giving back.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the March for Babies was just last Saturday. So I was over there. We did a beach walk as a culmination of the fundraising that we've done this year. So that was very exciting.
So what do you focus on for your chiropractic?
Well, I have a private practice, so I pretty much see all ages, from babies to older adults, and as a chiropractor, I locate and manipulate joints that have aberrant motion, which means that they're not moving as well as the joints are supposed to be moving.
So you grease them up.
And I do it in a very pain-free way, so it's not as I don't use brute strength as people tend to envision if you haven't had an adjustment. So it's done very safely, very as pain-free as possible. I mean, sometimes there's tender muscles around the joints where it's a little bit tender to touch, but generally it's pain-free. But basically what we do is we optimize a patient's optimize patient's pain by optimizing their center of gravity, decreasing the stress on the joints from adjacent muscles and tendons. So so I see patients who are who have trauma, car accidents.
So isn't a certain amount of, like, as we age, isn't a certain amount of those aches and pains, don't they kind of come along with the territory? How true is that?
Absolutely. As we age, there are different changes that happen in the muscles and joints as we age. The fluid in the joints kind of decrease, and the level of calcium and other minerals in the bones decrease as we age. But even though there are real changes in the body as we age, it's not good to ignore, you know, new aches and pains as they come about, because, you know, some might be age related, but others not necessarily. For instance, if your left hip starts giving out and you start to say, oh well, it's because it's, you know, of old age, but your right hip is fine, then, you know, how old is your right hip? It's the same age, but it's just that your
right,
your center of gravity is off.
Well, it's almost like pain posture is your body's way of telling you something is a little off.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So you know what? The good thing is with the chiropractic physicians is they try to manipulate and heal the body without using that so many drugs. Mm-hmm. And then we see with the opioid crisis what's happening with America. People get hooked on drugs. So what do you say to people when they say, well, okay, some people want to see a medical doctor because they want a prescription for pain meds versus trying a chiropractic physician?
I work in hand in hand with medical doctors, allopathic medicine. I just kind of, you know, I definitely don't say if a patient has a, you know, prescription for pain medication, you know, that you don't use it or come off of it. That's not what I'm there for. I'm there to, you know, provide a way of, you know, living as pain-free as possible. So, but yeah, definitely. I encourage them that if they're not on pain medication to try to deal with it with as naturally as possible.
Yeah, because do you find, like, people who complain about pain or pain management itself, sometimes pain is also cultural. Different cultures see pain differently.
Yeah.
And they cope with it differently as well.
Right. Some people have a kind of like a history of stoicism, and, you know, they feel like, you know, it's a level of pain is okay. Again, I mean, any type, whenever like pain pops up, you definitely want to get it checked out, you know, even if it's from a natural healer like a chiropractor or an acupuncturist.
And in addition to offering the examination that you do and all that, the office also offers massage therapy. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have massage therapists in the office. And that is, a lot of people don't realize that sometimes that's covered by insurance. Sometimes partially covered by insurance, and it is very therapeutic with regards to getting your muscles to the point where it's not as tight and it's, you know, more flexible, and allows you to allows the pain to decrease in the way that they manipulate the muscles. So
right. So I think, Ellen, this is a good time for me to give our audience, our people, friends who listen to our show, the address, the phone number, the website to her chiropractic office in Melbourne, Florida.
It is Somersault Chiropractic. The address is 11 Edgewood Drive, Melbourne, Florida, 32901. It's on Edgewood, but it faces Babcock Street, and it's just north of Florida Tech and just south of 192.
And what are the hours? What hours are you open?
Monday through Thursday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Friday, 8 to 12. And right. The phone number is 321-821-7866. And you can find us online at drsomersall.com. That's drsomersall.com.
And we've already, I've already posted that on our Facebook page.
Well, thanks.
As well as,
mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, whenever I think about a chiropractic physician, I always remember back home, we had a gentleman that lived in our village, and he was able to crack people's necks and able to crack, like, hold them and turn, you know, like, crack the backs. And as I grew up, I always wondered, like, how did he know to do this? And he always said he listened to the body. He said chiropractic physicians listen to the body. They just know, they can tell you what's wrong. So do you find that you're more in tune to listening with someone's body?
Oh, absolutely. And every person is different. So it's every patient visit, there's, you know, different things that I'm looking for and different ways of determining what's abnormal and what's normal with regard to how the joints are moving. So, yeah, definitely.
I know we've had, didn't we have an acupuncture doctor on once? Do you do that as well in your office?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Yeah, and she talked about that as well, using the acupuncture.
Well, it just makes sense. I mean, even with all of these practices, it just makes sense that your body being in alignment would make everything, like, I'm not going to change the oil if I really just need a tire rotation, right? So if you think about it from a car, from a machine, I mean, our bodies are a machine, and getting them in alignment and getting them right, you know, based on gravity,
right,
certainly makes much more sense than
it's
going
like a
right
temple.
To something.
Your body is like a temple, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to nourish it with, it's emotional and physical and mental. We all need those three things in order for our temples to operate.
Right.
Yeah, and as we were talking about old age earlier, I mean, the more you can get your joints moving, the more you can get your muscles moving, stretching, yoga. Every patient that comes into my office, I give them a stretching regimen, like, and just to make sure, you know, you keep moving your muscles, you keep moving your joints, just to, you
good
know,
range of motion, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, I remember, like, even back home, and you're from, you know, your father, of course, probably told you stories. I mean, nowadays, you know, children want an air-conditioned bus to ride to school, or they want a nice car ride, but we used to walk to school, mm-hmm. And I remember we would walk maybe 2 miles to get to our school, and then we had to walk home 2 miles to get home, right? But the exercise really did us good, and everybody in our village walked. We walked to the temple, we walked to the markets, we walked to the shops, and even though the sun was hot, that's how people got around. And honestly, we didn't have as many medical issues as I see here. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, you know, like, it's a cultural thing as well. But exercise, how do you relate exercise in what you see with your patients?
Yeah, absolutely. The more sedentary a patient is, the less...
The more prone they are.
The more prone they are, absolutely. And the it decreases your quality of life.
Right.
So I always tell patients to get up, walk around, make sure you keep your joints moving, make sure you drink a lot of water. Also in the Caribbean, there's a lot of, you know, herbal remedies. So there's a lot of things that my family members have taught me over the years where it's...
And it works, believe it or not. I know when I had measles as a child, they would put me to lay down on a little piece of carpet or like a little rug and put measles leaf on me. And it took mm-hmm. the measles away. It sure did. Or if you had
There's
a fever...
There's actually a plant called measles leaf?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they also had like something for fever grass. They would boil it and give it to you to drink and it brought the fever down. Then lo and behold, I find out that's what they have in Tylenol. So the people knew what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's also such socialization when you walk with a group of children, a group of kids to school, because you're talking on the way to school and you're talking on the way home. And we don't see that a lot nowadays with the young generation because everybody's on a device.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was raised in upstate New York and it was a really small town. So we used to walk to school every day and I kind of tried to replicate that in, you know, my interactions with my children. And so we live very close to the elementary school. So we were able to walk to school with the kids and it is a very, you know, community building experience.
It is. So, Ellen, this segment, Mia, her chiropractic, I want to say her office.
Yes.
Her business.
Her practice.
Her practice paid for this segment.
Yes.
And so, I figured we'll spend the first half talking about the practice and all the awesome thing that Mia is doing for to promote health and wellness, not just with her friends and family, but her patients as well. And then the second half, she's involved in so many organizations in our community, and she does so many wonderful things with Club Esteem and the Boys and Girls Club and her travels abroad and all that. So we'll focus a little bit about that in the second segment. But before we go, Mia, you know, health and wellness is something that people talk about, but a lot of people don't do it. What is your message like for people to get off the couch and move, and let's move? Like Michelle Obama used to say, let's move, right?
Absolutely. The most important thing is to just do it. Even if you don't have a plan, you know, I hear a lot of times, yes, I wanted to stretch, but I didn't have the time. You don't have to. You could do it anytime. You could do it at work. You could do it, you know, while you're making your coffee. You know, there's no really good time. So just do it.
No excuses, right?
No
and
excuses.
It doesn't matter if you have a large home or a small home. The space, you don't need a lot of space to get up and do a few stretches. Now, I try to do that every day. If I eat a lot, I walk for 4 miles. And if I don't, I walk 2 miles. But I really haven't missed a day at the gym except when I was wearing my boot. I had to wear my boot for 6 weeks when I was dancing in Trinidad and twisted my ankle. But I find personally when you exercise, it does something to you emotionally as well and mentally. It's such clarity for your mind and you feel good.
Absolutely.
What is that? What happens when you exercise and walk and stretch?
Yeah, it releases endorphins into your bloodstream and it improves your mood. It also helps you clarify your thoughts. So people tend to feel like they can think clearer when they're, you know, walking, when they have the fresh breeze on their faces. It's a great anxiety reducer, and you avoid depression too.
I find that when you walk, you don't feel depressed because it's almost like you have a friend in exercise. Mm-hmm. And once you get, it's a great thing to be addicted to is exercise. Really, not too much of it, but I mean walking. It's just you can walk on the beach. You could stretch on the beach.
Doesn't cost a thing,
right?
Can find a dog next door possibly to walk with you if you need one.
True. You have your dog, yeah.
Mine's always looking for a walk.
So, Mia, for our listeners who are tuning in and just wants a quick definition of what a chiropractic physician does, and this show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We have a couple more minutes on this segment. Just give our listeners a quick definition from your standpoint, what exactly a chiropractic physician does.
Well, we examine the body to determine whether or not there are segments in the spine, and even outside of the spine, we also deal with extremities as well, but levels of aberrant motion that is putting pressure on other areas of the body, adjacent tissue, muscle tendons, and sometimes nerves. You know, some people, I'm sure a lot of us have heard about sciatica, but oftentimes joint stiffness is, it has to do with irritation to the nerves that cause, things like pain down your legs.
Tendonitis. A lot of us have tendonitis in the feet. Just from tight shoes and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. There's all numbers of musculoskeletal issues that sometimes are really things that if you go to see a chiropractor, if you go to see a complementary medical professional, then they'll definitely, you know, help you with that.
And what I like is that her office does take insurance. Of course, they'll discuss that with you when you, kind you have and what your co-payment and all that. But a lot of people think it's not covered, and it is. So our listeners should check that out as well. So
we're going to take a quick break right now, right, to listen to a few of our sponsors.
I'm looking at Pastor Paul to see if we went over time or not.
We're good.
It's nice having somebody so calm and collected in the studio, and she thinks about him, what she says and pauses and all that. When Ellen and I just rattle off a lot of stuff here, but it's nice to have a professional talking to us about our bones. What, 206 bones? Yeah, 200. And at some given time, all of us is going to need some chiropractic care, so we better listen up.
Amen. Well, let's listen to some of our sponsors right now who have been supporting Viewpoint with Sita and Friends over the last 6 years, and we will be right back right after these messages.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, Enso, and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haul-away available at a fraction of the cost of most stores and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no-credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud 9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MEDFAST, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MEDFAST Urgent Care opens 7 days a week with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral, and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With 3 locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 104.1. What is, yeah, what, 100, no, that's a temperature one, 100.7. Yeah, that's the one I always get mixed up about. I hate that because I always think about work. I shouldn't. It's FM 100.7. This is what happens when you have a fun, unscripted, entertaining, right, and quite informative show.
And somebody
you
who can
edit.
You speak
from the heart.
That's right.
Well, you know, but actually, you know what? Sometimes, I don't even think sometimes we need to edit it too much, because the thing is, we show up every Monday And we do our very best to be fair and to understand that freedom of speech does come with a responsibility, that we live in the greatest country in the world. We have the opportunity to be on radio, and we know that people are listening to us based on the text and phone calls and emails that we get. And people understand if you make a slight mistake like that. I mean, they understand. So I think it's okay. We're human, after all, right? We only got one life to live, and two-thirds of mine is already gone, so I'm headed into my one-third.
I don't know, Sita. If anybody's going to live to those past 100s, I think it's going to be you.
You know, I don't even know if I want... Well, unless I have Dr. Mia Somersol-Hosey to take care of my bones.
That's right.
But anyway, so the first half an hour, we spoke about the practice in Melbourne, and all the great things that Mia does to promote health and wellness, not just with her family, but with her patients as well. And to tell our listening audience one more time where your business is at, your office is at, and then we'll go to the other part of our show.
Sure. It's right there north of Florida Tech, and the address is 11 Edgewood Drive, Melbourne, Florida, 32901.
Right.
And the phone number is 321-821-7866.
And you know, I was telling Mia at the beginning of the show that I'm finishing up my James Comey book, and I have like 20 pages left. And we were talking about her obtaining her bachelor's degree from Howard University, and she mentioned there's a possibility that guess who might be teaching at Howard University? James Comey. Is that I wonder if that's
possibility.
There's a possibility. We're not sure as yet, but that's kind of a neat tidbit.
Yeah, there's a mixed reaction from the student body about that.
Yes, and so you lived in Washington D.C. before you moved here.
Yes, I lived in. I went to school at Howard University, and then I stayed there in the D.C. suburbs for I think about 3 years.
Was it culture shock when you moved to Brevard County?
No, because I've lived in all sorts of different environments. So I adjust very well.
You do. So you have provided talks. You've been a speaker at youth groups throughout Brevard County, including the Boys and Girls Club, Club Esteem, and the DOCK. So what is DOCK?
The DOC Teen Center is part of the Brevard Neighborhood Development Coalition. It's an after-school program for students in Melbourne, and it helps to kind of supplement their academics with, you know, lifelong skills and so on and so forth. So they do things like, you know, career engagement and, you know, STEM programs and things like that. So,
well, you're a terrific role model for young people. You really are.
I try.
And so is your husband, Dr. Hosey, as well. I remember when we all did our rally for Medicare for All, we really meant it. We really meant from our heart that everybody should have healthcare coverage, and it should not be a privilege, but a right.
Absolutely.
And it shows in everything you guys do as well for our community. So where do you find a time to spearhead so many initiatives for our youth throughout Brevard County?
I don't think anyone really has the time.
You'll make the time.
Because I have three small children, so I'm always, you know, going between my business, and then, you know, Ubering my children around the county for various things.
Ubering.
Yes.
She has a sign. Did you put a sign on the side?
It is Ubering, isn't it?
I've never gotten a tip from them, but maybe one day.
So Mia, how do we encourage more civic engagement in our children? I mean, your children are not old enough to vote, but my four can vote, and they've always voted, thank God. But how do we get more, not just the children, but their mothers and fathers, their families as well?
Well, absolutely. It starts young. It starts, you know, as my children are 4, 7, and 9, and, you know, we're already starting with them, not kind of indoctrinating them to believe what we believe, but just kind of, you know, telling them about how government works and, you know, who's making the decisions that affect them in their schools and, you know, just kind of giving them the baseline to, you know, in the future be able to make informed decisions when it does come time for them to vote.
Well, for life skills, right? That's our goal, is to give all our children the skills that they need for life.
Well, it's almost community skills, though, too. I mean, it is life skills, but I think we miss a lot now with civics. You know, there used to be that civics class, right? Mm-hmm. That you really, and it kind of went along with Schoolhouse Rock, you know, the Saturday morning cartoon where it sort of taught kids at an early age about a bill and how things get into law and how you can make a change and how you can make a difference. Mm-hmm. But I think so much is, you know, the anxiety that we're all feeling as adults with what the current temperature is in the political system or in the community system. I think it kind of steers them away or thinking that they can't do something because they're listening to some.
Well, that's where parents come in handy.
Yeah, that's the point.
And the guidance of elders in our community and our teachers and people around us, people at church, and, you know. So how important is it for young people to get involved in voting?
Definitely. With actually, I just had, for the 2016 election, I spearheaded an initiative with Jack and Jill of America to encourage newly eligible young people to vote, to get involved in the process. And also, we encouraged parents and guardians and mentors to not only vote, but to also bring their children to the polling places with them so that they can see that it is an important part of life. It's an important part of your civic responsibility.
And their development as well. You know, we all want children. We all talk about moral values and life lessons and life skills at the appropriate age for our children. But I think we do our children such a service. A lot of us like going into the voting booth to actually vote. And it's so beautiful to hold a child by its hand and take them with you because they let you bring them in.
Yeah.
And I've taken my children with me all the time. And I always say, you have to lead by example, mm-hmm. right? And the children are the living images, the splitting images of their parents. Because what you do, you're portraying that onto your kids. You're the mirror, the children, it's a mirror image. So oftentimes you'll hear people that say, well, my children don't do this, or my children don't do that. But I remember my dad used to say to us, if you consume alcohol excessively and your children see that, they will do that as well. If you smoke cigarettes excessively, of course, I don't have nothing against people who smoke, but your children just might do it as well. So because they are the mirror images of what you do,
absolutely.
Right? So we all say to ourselves, if you want your children to vote, then you better be registered to vote as well.
Right. And a lot of times when you go to the polls, the adults really like the idea of getting that sticker that says, I voted. And when you bring children to the polls, they get future voter stickers.
So they
it's
do.
It's actually really cute.
And the thing is, you know, people say, well, I don't get involved in politics. I'll have a lot of friends. One lady actually told me she wasn't going to invite me to a party because I talk politics. And then I said to her, I said, but the thing is, life is politics. When you get into your car, the type of gas you use, the type of car you drive, the school you're taking your children to, the houses that you pass to and from the schools, the businesses you pass, the community, right? Mm-hmm. It's all political if you think about it from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to bed, that almighty dollar that you spend. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you're an immigrant like I am, and you came to the United States, and you became somebody on the backs of other people who fought for you to have the right to come here, because we're all dark-skinned people. We're from different parts of the world that came to the United States. And it kind of makes me sad that people don't get their children involved in the political process. So when do you think is a good time to start that conversation when they're sitting in the back seat?
As little as, you know, 4 or 5. I mean, I, you know, have the kids in the back seat and I, you know, take them around and I say, you know, do you know what that building is? That's the government building, you know, and then tell them what goes
on
there.
What it's for, yes.
So that they're going to have that in the back of their mind, like, okay, well, this is government. This is, you know, government is staffed by, you know, people who are just interested in making a change or making, you know, the world a better place, the community a better place. So it's in the back of their minds that, oh, okay, you know, these aren't special people. These are just people who, you know, wanted to do something good with their lives.
Right. Or even benefits, you know, like you'll meet somebody and they'll, you'll say, well, how much do you make per hour? Because you're talking about a job and they're looking for a job or they're asking you to help them find something else. And you say, well, what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can't survive on $10 to $12 an hour. Mm-hmm. Because how can you pay rent, car payment, insurance, put gas in the car, feed the children, and then expect them to go to school and perform and get all A's? It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So these are the topics, I think. It's being a human being.
Yeah.
And it's not being a socialist or a communist, like some people say, but it's about putting other people in your shoes and how would you operate a family like that.
And I also talked to them about recycling and, you know, where does, what's the purpose of recycling? Where does, you know, what happens once, you know, the water goes down the drain? What happens when, you know, when we
So you talk to your children. You communicate with them. I see, Lisa, I see you shaking your head over there. You have something to add to this conversation. So get right on that mic. And you, this is Lisa, Ellen's friend, who's visiting from North Carolina. And my name is Sita Begee. This show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And we're here on WWBC AM 1510. We're on 99.7. 100.7 and 94.1.
Well, civics is alive and well in school. We have my daughter's senior year of school. I really thought I was going to pull my hair out. The civics was unbelievable. But this was her first year of voting, her first presidential term in voting, and going through the whole process with her and watching how she got to the points of who she wanted to vote for, because I did not persuade her in any way. It was she had to think for herself. She, you know, she's going to be grown now, and she did really well, and she loved the process, and she did what I wanted her to do.
Well, you know, when it comes to voting too, a lot of people do what their parents did. Mm-hmm. They'll become a Democrat because their parent was a Democrat, or they'll become a Republican because a parent was a Republican. But really and truly, we're all human beings. We're one race, the human race. And we should look around in our homes and our communities and see who's doing what for our community and ourselves. If you have people in your community who can't put bread on the table and have no health insurance and can't afford to purchase a car to go to work, or then something is wrong with the opportunity that that person had. And I know, Mia, your children are 4, 7, and 9. And how do you engage them in seeing things like this?
Just talking to them about things that they can understand. Like, they're definitely too young to, you know, talk to them about the Gaza Strip. I mean, things that are going on personally. But you know, things like need to vote, the civic responsibility to vote, and, you know, taking them to school board meetings to, you know, so they can be a part of the conversation of what's going on in their schools, things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, you find a lot of people who complain the most does not get involved in a lot of stuff. Like, they'll complain about the class size in their children's school, but they won't show up at a school board meeting. Right. Or they'll complain about something at their job, but they won't get involved in talking to HR. Or they'll complain about their community, but they're not involved in the beach cleanup. Or they'll talk about the lagoon and they're getting red eye, but they don't show up to help clean. So the thing is, I think community engagement, no matter where you live in the world, we've seen so many pictures of people in Nicaragua with women who are fighting for Social Security, or students fighting in the streets and some, you know, getting hurt. We've seen people in Nigeria. We've seen the women walking with little children behind them to walk miles to open a business to just sell bananas. I mean, you can get involved in your community no matter where you live and make a positive change.
Yeah, and I think that the students from Stillman Douglas down in South Florida are a really great example for our young children, because those are, you know, public figures who didn't mean to be public figures. They were thrown into it, but they really rose to the challenge, and they're showing, you know, the whole nation of what, you know, young people can do. So that's, I think that's really, really
so
powerful.
So Mia, what drives you to be such an activist?
I think the my feeling of, you know, wanting to make a change just based on you know, seeing things in the world that
this injustices, lots
in the
of
world.
Injustices.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all watched. You know, we now with the news being so instant, we can't hide from it. You know, we all saw when Sandra Bland walking towards that policeman, right?
Right.
We all saw Charles, with one of the fellows who got gunned down or whatever it was. Yeah. We see the police brutality, and then we see the disrespect for the police at sometimes for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you say to yourself, well, what can me, Sita Begee, or Mia Hosey, or Ellen Little, or Lisa, what can we do to make a change? And I think if you have the time and the effort and the energy to do it, we all go out and we do it, right?
Right.
Because you can't help, you can't hide anymore. It's there.
Yeah.
And for people, minority people of color, right now is a different time in our country as well, mm-hmm. when we have to have that talk with our children. Have you had that talk with your children as yet?
No, they're
they're little.
They're little, and so it's not a something that I've talked to them about, but it is coming, definitely.
So we're talking with Dr. Mia Somersol Hosey, and what a beautiful name. And we were asking her about her name, and we figured it's an English name, right?
Yes.
And we talked about her chiropractic business in Melbourne. And so what's in the future for you? You've got your family, you've got your thriving business, you're doing so much in the community as far as staying engaged with being a mentor for so many. What's in store for you?
More of the same. My main focus, outside of, you know, family life and business life is just, you know, talking to students and just getting them to kind of maximize their potential in every aspect, academically, through extracurriculars and definitely through civic engagement.
Right. And we also want to stress the importance of people who are registering to vote as well. Your address has to match.
Yes. Your voter registration. Definitely. If you go to, do you have an address for
the voter registration?
If you go to registertovoteflorida.gov, then you can make sure your registration is accurate and that your address is correct.
So for the people who are constantly finding excuses why they cannot volunteer an hour in their children's school, why they can't invest in a can of paint just to paint their own houses, why they can't just plant a couple of flower plants right around their own property and water it every day. I mean, honestly, back home in Trinidad, they call that a little bit of laziness. And or lack of ambition, but really it takes nothing to get up and do something, not just for your community. Think about your own surroundings, because we are our surroundings. We are our environment, right? So what do you say to those people who says, I just don't have the time? You make the time.
You make the time, yeah. There's no one really has the time. So, you just have to do it.
Yeah. And I think when you start doing things around your home, you start, you know, looking out for your surroundings, recycle, teach your children about the environment, teach them about the water, the lagoon, the fish kill. I mean, you know, what my dad did for us was the newspaper. He said, if you could invest 50 cents to a dollar per day in reading a newspaper, that it does so much for your psychological and mental well-being. Because you learned about the world and its peoples and its cultures. And I don't see a lot of people engaging their children in going to the library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to see more people spend that time to get to the library and get a library card and take their children and sit down with them and read. Do you see a lot of that?
Absolutely, yeah. My husband takes my kids to the library every Saturday, and they always pick out at least one book to read to expand their mind, and it's very invaluable to, you know, young people to have that variety of experiences. And
yeah, and we have so many beautiful parks in Brevard County, Florida, right? And sometimes you want to say to people who say, I can't do something, you know, just grab a book, take your child to the park, and sit down on a blanket. get away from all the devices and do that. And I noticed my daughter and my daughter-in-law, they do that a lot with their kids. Mm-hmm. They just get away sometimes and just go to a park with a good book, and they read and they talk to their children. And so I want to take this opportunity too to encourage people not just to get involved in the community, but in what's going on around them and their homes, right?
Absolutely. Brevard County is so beautiful and just rich in different parks, nature hikes, beaches. It's fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even know about the Enchanted Forest in Titusville. Have you ever been there with the kids?
I've never been there, no.
Yeah, you know, my daughter Kimmy took me there, and I was like, I've lived in Brevard County for over 20 years, and I had no idea there was an Enchanted Forest with such a beautiful little hiking trail.
And Thousand Lake.
Yes, and the kids love it. Yeah. So I think at some point, you know, life could be politics, but at the same time, everything around us is so beautiful to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of, I mean, there's nothing wrong. Like somebody asked me, well, why do you still work? And I said, well, you know, there's something so, it's so satisfying to be productive, right? Isn't it? Mm-hmm. To be able to earn your own money. And as a woman, you know, we're seeing all these women running for offices and all this empowerment going on, and men as well. And mm-hmm. we applaud them and we say thank you. But it's so rewarding to actually wake up every day and live such a productive life, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and so much, and being diverse too.
Yeah.
You know, not just picking one pattern of what you're going to get involved in, but being diverse in the way in where you're getting involved.
Well, you know,
and it doesn't always mean money.
Well, it
takes
money.
You know, we always take that too.
Well, the thing is, what I always say to people is it takes money to maintain your car and its tires to take you from point A to point B. And put gas in your car, pay insurance for it. So you want to have, if you could work and you could bring in an income, why not? But then that enables you to be an activist.
Yeah.
You know, like we have to drive so many places, you know. And so it's important that we understand that while we're alive and well, it's all about giving back.
And it takes a lot of hard work, but it's also rewarding at the end of the day. So.
Now, what is a group that Dr. Jose is involved in? So this is a good time to give a shout out for that group so people can actually see all the great things that you and your wonderful husband are doing for Brevard County, Florida.
It's called Brevard Action Alliance. We meet monthly. And the next...
In Cocoa at the library.
In Cocoa.
That's why,
library,
yeah, yes.
Yeah.
No, that I know.
At the present moment, I can't think of the next meeting date, but it's a Saturday in May.
Well, it happens to be a Saturday every time that I work, because I work every other weekend. And then I'm like, oh, they have the meeting, and I would like to come. So I was kind of hoping that maybe he would have the meeting like on an evening, like on a Thursday evening or something like that.
Yeah,
but you have children, so it's very difficult to do things. So once more, I just want to tell our listeners, this is Sita Begee. Our show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Ellen Little is here with me, co-hosting as usual. Her friend Lisa is here visiting from North Carolina, who's now our friend. And we had the pleasure of having Dr. Mia Somersol-Hosey on with us today. And what a great show. We spoke about all the community engagement things that she's doing, as well as her practice. And it's really fun. It's like, I could sit and talk to you for hours. You're so easy to talk with. Yes.
I love being here.
So the takeaway today, you wanted to tell everybody to register to vote.
Definitely register to vote. You can register to vote, pre-register at 16. So you could do that at the MVA as you get your driver's license or as you renew your driver's license. And you can also go to registertovoteflorida.gov in order to register.
And with so much conflict going on in our world today, it will be less anxious, we'll be more loving, more kind, more tolerant if we just give ourselves a chance.
Amen.
Amen.
Another
Amen.
Fantastic Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on this happy Monday here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. Please tune in next week where we're having more great guests and certainly more kitchen table topics to discuss. Thanks, folks, and see you soon.